taking care of these things was nothing like I thought it was going to be.
When I first started brushing my teeth, it was weird because I really couldn't feel where the toothbrush was.
I'm kind of waiting for the day to like maybe have an issue or for something to go wrong. How long can these really last?
Today, we're getting the real story about dental implant maintenance from patients Eric and Dan, who are also brothers. Let's dive in and get answers to three of the most frequently asked questions. And if you have questions about the cost of dental implants, be sure to grab the dental implant cost guide that we've linked in the description below. Question number three comes from Laura, and she asks, when do you start brushing? And what exactly am I brushing? The gum line, the teeth like my old teeth? Also, when do I start flossing and water picking? Dan, I know that you got your teeth more recently than your brother Eric. So what does this everyday maintenance look like?
It's actually pretty much the same thing that you do before. I mean, you're brushing your teeth. You basically want to brush the outside of the implant, and then you want to brush, you know, your gum line, and you want to brush in between. It's pretty much the same thing as when you're brushing your teeth. You just brush a little higher. You should brush your gums as well. And then you can also water pick if you get something caught between. It's nothing complicated. It's pretty simple. It actually is, to me, it's simpler than when I was just brushing my teeth.
So you think that taking care of your permanent dental implants is actually more simple than taking care of your natural teeth?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I haven't had to worry about coffee stains or anything, so.
Oh, wow. I never really thought about that. So you don't worry about staining when it comes to your permanent teeth. And of course, we all know that coffee, red wine, all kinds of things can stain your natural teeth. So, Eric, you just heard Dan mention that it's a pretty simple process of brushing and using the water pick for his everyday maintenance about 3.5 months in. What does maintenance look like for you now that you've had your dental implants for a little bit over a year? Anything different?
No, there's nothing different. I think you get into a rhythm. You get into your routine every single day, and it's just, you pop it out. I can actually brush my teeth faster with these and have a better result. My mouth feels way cleaner than when I had teeth, and I don't end up with broccoli stuck in there.
Right.
So it's definitely easier, I feel, to maintain. I used to brush my teeth and my gums would bleed really bad.
Exactly. And now none of that.
Perfect. Yep.
Do either of you guys regret getting permanent teeth versus something temporary like dentures?
I would not want dentures because they're just too much of a pain. They take too long to get. I would just rather have permanent teeth. That's just me.
Well, you both went to a place that does the new dental implant process of permanent teeth in 24 hours. So the next two questions are perfect to ask you guys. These questions come from Christian, who asked, can anyone give me a detailed reply of what is entailed at the 2-week checkup? He also asked, if the permanent teeth that you get the following day after surgery are the teeth that you will have the whole time, or if there's a different set they put in at your 4-month checkup. I think this is a great question because I know at some places they'll put you in a temporary set of teeth, you know, after surgery, and then you wait months to get your permanent set. But what did this look like for you both having gotten teeth 24 hours after surgery?
So right off the bat, you get your teeth, you go home, everything, pretty much you're waiting for everything to heal, getting everything good. And then your 2-week visit comes up, you go in, they clean around, just check everything, make sure everything's going right.
Alignment,
take a bunch of pictures. It's just a basic, they go in there and just want to make sure everything's good, everything
healing right.
Healing correctly and is doing what it's supposed to do.
And now you've had that appointment, Dan, because you've had your teeth for 3.5 months. You've not had your 4-month appointment. So let's find out from your brother, Eric, what is happening at the 4-month checkup appointment?
So the 4-month checkup appointment, they don't swap them out. When you first have them put in, your gums are still swollen. And once they recede back to their natural position, you'll have a gap between the teeth and your gum.
Ah. So
as you can hear some of the stuff in his voice, he has more of a little whisper or a... It gets rid of that. It's the gap in between, and then they're really nice and snug up against your gum line. That's it. They give them one last torque with the torque wrench. You're good to go.
I like that you brought up the idea of this gap that happens, because I think that's something a lot of people question. I've heard instances where some people don't have much of a gap at all, so they may just do a little tightening.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty easy. So you get your permanent teeth in 24 hours. You go in for a two-week checkup, make sure everything's healing right. I like that. And then your four-month appointment is also pretty special, if I'm not mistaken, because at 4 months, don't you get cleared after that appointment when you get your teeth back in to go and eat whatever foods you want? Am I right?
Absolutely. I went straight to the store and bought the biggest steak I could find.
And yes! I cooked it
and I ate steak right away.
That is awesome. Oh, I feel like that's the best reward for, you know, making sure you go to all your appointments, go in for that 4 month, have everything checked out, and you're good to go. And then you can literally go eat whatever you want. How about you, Dan? I know you're looking forward to your 4 month appointment in just a few weeks. What's the food that you're so excited to eat that night?
Oh, steak. For sure. I mean, it's the only way to really test.
Yeah. Maybe we get a tomahawk or something.
Get a tomahawk. Yeah, there we go.
I like that thought process. Like, I made this investment in myself. I, you know, took that step. I trusted this teeth in 24 hours. Now let's, like, put these babies to the test. Now, tell me, guys, how was this 24-hour process different from maybe other options you were considering?
Marissa, so I went to my local dentist, and it was going to take them 9 months, and I would have to wear temporary dentures before I could actually get my permanent teeth, and they wanted to charge me $65,000. I could buy a car for that. Of course, I wouldn't look at driving it, but there was more hours going.
That's a hard no.
Nuvia has their own in-house lab. So they actually will build your teeth, and they actually have 3D video and photos that they do of your face when you go in, which is really cool. I hadn't seen it at the other dentist I went to.
Wow.
They're very technologically advanced. So the time savings on that alone, where they're building the teeth, once again, I don't have to wait 9 months. Who knows? Maybe they send them overseas to get them done from the other place. They do them right there in-house. So if I had an issue with fitment or anything like that, they can build my teeth right there.
Well, our final question is from Jen, and she asks, and I love how she worded this, in the nicest way possible, how is Nuvia not too good to be true? And she goes on to say that she's been doing research and hasn't really found anything negative about the process, and that it's hard not to feel skeptical. And then she asks, is that normal? Now, I'm curious if you guys ever felt the same way as Jen. Were you guys at all skeptical at first about this 24-hour process? Like, is it too good to be true?
Well, I can answer. It's definitely not too good to be true. It's a real thing. I did lots of research. I'm kind of a research geek when it comes to that, especially when I'm spending any kind of money. But I was able to look at different videos, go to Nuvia's website, talk to the doctors there when I'm at the appointment if I have any questions that I would have. I mean, their staff is amazing at answering and getting you all the information you need to make an educated decision.
I know a lot of patients like you, Eric, brought up that they went on YouTube, they watched videos, saw a lot of the before and after photos, and listened to a lot of real patient stories. And for them, seeing those before and afters were a real big confidence booster to trust in the process. Hey, speaking of before and afters, let's check out your before and afters, because, I mean, look at these transformations. Dan, were you skeptical at first about Nuvia's process?
I mean, I didn't really have to be skeptical because Eric had already gone through it. So it was really simple for me. It was all, when do I want to get it done? And how am I going to pay for it? Really? You know?
Well, speaking of how to pay for this procedure, do you guys want to share how you made this happen for yourselves? Because I know a lot of people want to know more about the cost of dental implants. A lot of people don't know that there are payment plans available at Nuvia, which I think is pretty incredible. Is there anything, you know, unique about how you guys made this happen for yourselves?
Well, for me, I had been saving for a while for other things. And when I went in and talked to the financial advisor there, he made it very simple. Simple down payment, simple payment process. I could put down kind of as much as I wanted. I could, you know, set up payment terms that fit my lifestyle. It was pretty painless to get that done, and they got me approved same day.
Nice. How about you, Dan?
Literally the same. I mean, they got me approved the same day. You know, my mom actually was putting down some of the down payment, so she got to put that down, and boom, we're off run.
Well, you both had the procedure. Your teeth look amazing, but give us the inside scoop. Do you think your teeth are durable? Have you had any issues? Do you worry about something happening in the future? Like, do you feel like it was worth the money?
For me, it's obviously the best decision I ever made in my life. You forget how powerful a smile is to someone until you lose your smile due to a dental issue. And try it when you get your teeth done. Walk down the street and just smile at someone for no reason. The response is amazing. Versus if I smiled at him when I had barnacle teeth, they probably would have screamed and hit me with a purse. So just saying, it's definitely worth it. I've had no issues since I've had them put in, and I know they're going to last a long time because they're made of zirconia.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Yes. Crazy. That's strong. I'm not scared. Strong.
You could take a bite out of crime if you want.
I could take a bite of crime.
Good thing Mike Tyson didn't have these teeth back in the day. Oh, what?
Cool ear.
Yeah, he would have got the whole ear. Exactly. Oh my goodness. All right. Well, Eric, let's end our show with a little advice from you. What would you give someone like Jen, right, who thinks maybe this is too good to be true?
Oh, hold on. We got somebody trying to come in the garage.
My daughter.
No, have her come in. Wait, come on in. That's your daughter?
Yeah, this is Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. I'm Marissa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome into our podcast. We're talking about your dad's teeth.
Our bet. It looks so good.
They look so good. Give me in one sentence what it means to you to have seen your dad go from having what he called barnacle teeth to now having these beautiful new teeth and so much confidence. What does that mean for you?
Oh my gosh. I've like in the beginning, like I could just tell that like it really affected him, and just seeing like the difference between him back then and him now with his brand new teeth. It's just amazing. He's so much happier and like isn't in as much pain as he was. So it's great to see. It's made him a lot happier.
Well, in this episode, we're answering some questions from the Smile Maker Club on Facebook. And Jen had written in a question saying, hey, I've been doing all kinds of research. I'm trying to find negative stuff about this 24-hour process. I feel like it's too good to be true. And your dad has said he does not feel like this is not too good to be true. Like, it's the real deal. After seeing your dad go through this process, what do you think? Do you think it's too good to be true? Or?
Oh, well, I 100% agree. It's worth the whole process.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us. And hey, we always like people just... What do you call this when you like drop into like
photo bomb
podcast bomb? Exactly. Nice. Nice to meet you, Jocelyn. It's so cool to hear from your daughter. Like, just the first thing she said was it was amazing to see the transformation of what you were like before to what you are like now. Like, that's a true testament to just how much these teeth have changed your life, both of your lives.
And she had no idea. That's straight honesty from her. So it's real.
Real deal.
I love that. Well, Eric, what advice would you give someone like Jen who thinks that this process is too good to be true?
I would honestly have somebody like Jen do your own research. Look at more videos from more people that have gone on to something like what we're doing on this podcast. Just make sure that you look into it for more than just yourself, because your family's going to benefit from you having it too.
Yep.
And if you need more information on the financial portion of it, you can go down to the implant cost guide down in the description below, and that'll help you start on your way.
Dan, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I mean, look into it. It will change your life. Look in. There's plenty of places out there, YouTube, Facebook, all over the place. Look for Nuvia. It's all out there. People will tell you. They're amazing. They're amazing people.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.